You've arrived here at a critical moment. Tune in on real self-knowledge and creative power.
Welcome to the Well Fit with Lockie Stewart podcast. This show aims to help men improve themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally, covering topics of fitness, mindfulness, and spirituality.
You've arrived here at a critical moment. Tune in on real self-knowledge and creative power.
Welcome to the Well Fit with Lockie Stewart podcast. This show aims to help men improve themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally, covering topics of fitness, mindfulness, and spirituality.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Well Fit with Lockie Stewart. I was actually just thinking, as I was sitting down here before, I've never really thought about how to start a podcast. And I was flicking through some videos on my Instagram TV, but then also listened to a podcast. And I noticed that I always say, all right, guys, that's sort of how I start things. And I was like, maybe there's a better way to do it. So if you guys know of any better ways to start a podcast, or how you think I could start a podcast or this podcast better, please shoot me a message on Instagram or drop a comment below. It would be awesome. So today, I really want to, this podcast is off the back of a webinar I did close to 3 weeks ago now, which is based around understanding mental well-being and creating self-awareness, which is obviously something that I'm massive on and I'm really focused on. And I know that if I'd, been educated on this much earlier in my life, things could have been a whole heap different. All right, so a few people have been wanting to catch the recording. I watched the recording back and I wasn't happy with it because, like I said to the guys who were on the call, it had been a huge few days, so I wasn't feeling 100%, but I also didn't want to cancel. So this is sort of my redemption to give some value around those areas through a podcast. So just a reminder, guys, those who haven't tuned in or haven't been following on social media, you can follow me on Instagram at Lachlan Stewart. LachlanStuart, and that's where I deliver, all daily stories and posts around my experience of improving my overall mental well-being and stuff that's helped me improve my my quality of life, and I believe will be beneficial for men all around the world, right? But I've also coming up in February, obviously coaching, one-on-one coaching is full for this year. Taking a holiday to Europe next Tuesday, which is going to be so good. I can't wait to get some cold weather in. But coming up in the new year, I'm launching a new program called The Man That Can, right? And it's going to have a website, which isn't up yet, but it'll be up, in the new year, called The Man That Can Project. So you can find that at themanthatcanproject.com. But in the meantime, you can find me at LachieStewartCoaching.net or on Instagram. But The Man That Can Coaching is going to be for men, groups of 10, no bigger, who are really looking to create more self-awareness and get clear on their identity, moving forward. Especially, I'm going to run 4 of them throughout the year. Each one I know is going to get better than the previous, but I've already been running through people through a pilot program and have had great feedback, and the people have had awesome improvements to finish out the year. So I'm looking forward to launching that. If that's something you would like more information on, once again, get in contact with me via my website or get in contact with me via Instagram. So enough about all of that, guys. Let's rip into the episode. So understanding mental well-being and creating self-awareness. So my intention for the next sort of 20 to 25 minutes is to help you guys identify a few areas that you can work on in order to improve your quality of life, right? Because I understand that's a lot of what you guys are listening to me for, because you might have resonated with parts of my story, which I'll share again briefly, but not in too much depth. Obviously, you can go back to an older podcast to find that, and then we'll sort of get into it. So obviously, for those who have heard my story, you're going to get super clear on it, right? But for me, there came a point in my life, right? My identity was an athlete, right? From as young as I can remember, I had a had a coach. I was always an elite level runner, okay, winning state and placing at national titles for 400 meters, 800 meters. And obviously, as I got older, I got less interested in the long stuff. I even represented Queensland, which is a state here in Australia, for cross country at one point. But I think I got lazier and just got better at the shorter distance stuff. And that's where my focus went, right? So obviously that then transcended into playing rugby. So I'd always, you know, all my recognition, all my validation, everything that I had received that was praised, right? All the stuff that, you know, we all want recognition and acceptance was around sport, right? So in order for me to fulfill one of my needs and to feel recognized and to feel, you know, what I thought was loved was to excel at sport. So I gave everything to my running training, right? I was obsessed with it. Okay. And everything that I did in a sporting manner, I wanted to be the best. Like I didn't just do shit to be hobby skateboarding. I wanted to be the best. Like I'd do whatever it took to get noticed. Right. And that was obviously one of my best assets, but also one of my greatest weaknesses, because when I started to fail per se, or didn't achieve the results that I wanted, and I wasn't getting the recognition that I was after, or my value, self-worth, self-value decreased as I wasn't getting the results, you know, I was like, if I can't even be a good athlete, who the fuck am I? Like, what's my purpose? I don't have one, because this whole time I was thinking to myself, if I can just do the one thing I'm good at, which is be a good athlete, I'm going to be fine in life. But obviously, you know, there's always going to be someone who's better, faster, stronger, smarter than we are right now. So, you know, if I'd been given these lessons a lot younger, I would have been able to start looking internally. And, you know, one of the things that I was doing the whole time was I was becoming a better version of myself every single day because I was trying to beat everyone else. The problem was, you know, due to whether it's genetics or people's ability, training, discipline, like there were people that were better than me. I couldn't fucking handle that. So my whole self-worth dissipated. And obviously when I was in grade 12, I was like, okay, am I going to, you know, pursue the dream of rugby? It wasn't really a dream. It was just like pursue rugby and give up, you know, athletics, because here in Australia, there wasn't much opportunity in athletics. So it was sort of a no-brainer for me. So I gave away running, which, you know, looking back now, I wish I never did, and pursued rugby. Right, and I was always borderline, like I was playing rep teams. And then I went over to France to play. And when that didn't work out, so I returned back to Australia. When that didn't work out, I felt like I had exhausted all of my options to be a professional footballer. Right, I had no idea what was going to come next. I was like, I've finally officially just failed. Like there's nothing left for me to achieve here. Like I don't know what's next. So all those thoughts started running through my head, and because I wasn't focused on being better than I was yesterday, I was focused on being the best and getting the recognition and doing all that sort of stuff, all that extrinsic stuff which was out of my control, I went through that downward spiral. And I know a lot of blokes can relate to that, because we're sitting these unrealistic versions of our life which we're just not living up to, and we're focusing on so much stuff that's out of our control. We're often living in defeat. It's like if we focus on what we can control, it's easy to win every day. It's easy to manipulate how we feel about ourselves. Right. So obviously I went through that whole downward spiral. I went through a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol, womanizing, just doing shit that, looking back, I'm not going to say I regret doing, because it's given me lived experiences now to relate and help other people. But obviously there's a lot of stuff that I disagree with, but it's helped me get to where I am today. Okay. And you know, a lot of my story is, you know, when I look back, it's hard to believe that I was that person where I am now, but you know, ultimately I accept ownership of everything that I did, both the good and the bad. And it's just a part of my journey. And my honest belief is that we aren't given a fucking roadmap on how to do this well. And we're all just trying to do the best that we can with the information that we have, trying to seek out what we think we want until we figure out that it's not what we want. Right. So when I started creating more self-awareness in my life, which was around mid 2014, I started realizing I was chasing the wrong things. I was chasing things that I thought was giving me external validation, when really it was completely different things. I didn't understand what my personal values were. I was given all these warning signs, right? You know, when you do things that you just don't agree with, but you do it anyway. Like, that's, if I had self-awareness, I would have been like, fuck, maybe I shouldn't be doing that. Right? So I kept getting constant warning signs about things that I was doing that just didn't sit well with me. And once I started to focus on, you know, seeing how I felt and why I was causing that, I started to be able to control what I was actually doing. And it completely shifted the course of my life, completely shifted it. Right? So, you know, creating self-awareness has completely helped me and shaped my life, right? And then also understanding how to look after my mental well-being. Because obviously, when I was in that stage of drinking, alcohol, lacking sleep, doing shit that I didn't agree with, I was in a constant state of stress, right? I was in lacking sleep. I was not looking after my body. I was, you know, expecting my body to work well, function well mentally, yet I was treating it like absolute shit. So I know whether you're listening there and you're one of those people who, I used to do this, whenever times got tough, I just turned to alcohol or drugs because I was like, oh, this is going to give me some downtime. But all it does is prolong the fucking inevitable. Like, every struggle that you have in your life right now, and I want you to really understand this, right, every struggle that you've got right now is going to be there when you wake up in the morning. So you can continue to turn to the bottle, which is the easy option, fucking well easy, or you can face up to it and all your insecurities and go, all right, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to work through this, because, guys, that's what life's about. Life is constant challenges and struggles helping you become a better version and stronger, tougher, more experienced version of yourself. If you're going to try and hide from that, you know exactly where you're going to end up, in the same place you are right now, tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. And you've got to ask yourself, is that where you want to be? I know when I bit the bullet, I was like, fuck, I don't want to be doing this anymore. Like, that, enough was enough. It was easy for me to walk away and completely change things. I'm not saying it was easy to implement all the things. It was simple, right? So I want to explain to you guys a little bit more about, like, what is mental well-being and why am I so passionate about it? My mental well-being, and this has come straight from a website, mental well-being refers to the positive state of psychological and emotional health. It indicates that a person is able to function cognitively and emotionally in a manner that is productive and fulfilling. So not, you know, people say I'm productive, but is it fulfilling? Ask yourself. So well-being is a multi-dimensional construct that involves more than just being in a good mood or feeling happy. In addition to positive emotions, well-being is achieved through optimal development, a meaningful life, and satisfaction of basic human needs of autonomy, competence, and relatedness. All right, so you got to ask yourself, are you having a meaningful life as well as, like, ticking things off? Like, you can be just looking after your health and going to the gym, eating well. But if you're unhappy in a relationship, you're unhappy in yourself, right, or you're unhappy in your job, is that bringing you full mental well-being? So I'm just having a drink there. And, you know, one of the biggest things is the conscious knowledge of one's own character and feeling. So from my own experience and a lot of the studies that I've done, research that I've done, reading I've done, right, I believe mental well-being is enhanced by improved emotional intelligence, right? Why? Because I believe ever since I've become more vulnerable as a bloke, right, now I've been able to share all of my emotions, both the good and the bad. And, you know, this comes from relationships, being a son, brother, mentor, mentee, right? It's vastly enhanced the quality of my life, because being able to openly express what I'm going through with people and share those connections. Like, a lot of you guys are listening to my podcast because you've either read a post or listened to a podcast of mine before, that the vulnerability that I've shared in it has connected with you, right? We all have this within us, that if you learn to be more vulnerable, one, you're going to feel good because you're expressing who you really are and how you're really feeling. Two, right, there's going to be people out there who resonate with you, and you're going to understand that, hey, I'm not fucking walking this alone. The event that I'm working through may be, you know, individual, but shit, there's more people going through what I'm going through. All right, so emotional intelligence, and once again, this is drawn straight from a website, guys. is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions. And also recognize, understand, and influence the emotions of others, right? Because when you think about this, right, how often have you been in events or in conversations with people where the event and conversation or the event and a relationship with a person, right, is like, wow, this person feels like they've been my best friend, or this is the best event I've ever been to, right? And all of a sudden you're excited, you're expressing all these positive emotions. And then you flip the coin and it's the complete opposite, right? You're like, fuck, this person is toxic. I need them out of my life. This event is a big waste of time. But understanding why you're experiencing those emotions is key to avoiding that shit in the future, but it's also key to helping drive you towards more of what you're looking for and what you want from your life, right? If you know what kind of people you want to be around, if you know what kind of value you want to get from events, you start going to more of those. You stop saying yes to shit or to people that aren't adding, you know, the certain value you're looking for to your life, because then you're going to have, you know, go from being busy to being productive, and you're probably going to find yourself having a little bit more spare time, right? Time to do things that you love. Because if you just keep rocking up or having these conversations and you get infuriated or pissed off or angry, or you don't even, you know, just negative emotions, and you don't ever take the time to say, what is it about this event or what is it about this person that is making me feel this way? Because at the end of the day, no one makes you feel anyway. You choose how you respond to an event or a conversation or whatever it is. You choose that. So what is it making you feel that way, or you choose that emotion? Because it's then up to you to identify it and work on it if you want to change it, or create awareness around it so that you can detour from that ever happening again. Right? You got to start taking ownership for all of this, for all of your emotions. And the same then goes to, like I said before, like how other people's emotions affect you. Like when someone walks in the room and, you know, someone says, oh, geez, that person just saps all my energy. Okay, well, you allow it to sap it. What is it about their energy, right, or emotions that saps your energy, and how can you work around that? You either got to decide whether you want to be in that situation or you don't. Like, once again, this is all on you guys. Okay, so when we're talking about that, right, the biggest thing that I want you to understand around this emotional intelligence, it comes back to five things, and this is going off Daniel Goldman's emotional intelligence. If you haven't listened to the audiobook or read the book, it's called The Art of Emotional Intelligence or something like that. Great read. I've got it on audio as well. But the key points are self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. Now, think about this, guys. I did a post today saying, don't get confused. It's simple, not easy. So you've just been given five simple things to work on, right? Self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. Simple, five things. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be easy to implement. Like, self-awareness is fucking looking at all your strengths, weaknesses, insecurities, like peeling back all the layers to understand who the fuck you are and what you want to work on and what you want to avoid, right? What motivates you? Are you empathetic to others? How are your social skills? Can you interact in social settings? Because at the end of the day, we all want human connection. So do you have to do work? I remember, you know, 5 years ago, I was the worst fucking communicator. I was a liar. I would mumble, right? I would never tell the truth. Like, I would not be able to express my emotions. So I could only imagine any girl that dated me back then, fuck, they were in for a treat having to put up with my shit, honestly. So I had to learn social skills. One way I did that, and a lot of people don't know this about me, was I was driving Uber, and I was learning to speak to people, hundreds, I think thousands of people, like all walks of life. I had to learn the conversation until I'm now so comfortable with it. Okay? So let's talk about self-awareness. All right, self-awareness is the first step in creating and mastering what you want from your life. Right? Until you understand what your values are, how you're currently living your life, how those habits that you have are serving you, whether it's both positive and negative, what your insecurities are. Right? Until you get fucking real and raw with that, you're going to struggle to make any progress. Or, no, you're going to be hit and miss with the progress that you do make, right? Because you might be wanting to, and let's say you want to be a rugby player, right? And currently you're playing soccer. But you just think, hey, maybe one day I'll be a good athlete and get trained to play rugby, right? You've got to have the self-awareness, but like, well, first of all, I'm playing the wrong fucking sport. And a lot of these skills, you know, some are transferable, but I've got to start learning new skills to be a good rugby player. So is where you are right now, or who you are right now, the environment you're in, going to get you to where you want to be? If not, how are you going to start moving forward to that? You got to ask yourself these questions, guys. And there's going to be some tough decisions that need to be made, because a lot of us, you know, you may be listening to this and go, well, it's easy for you, Lockie. Right? Because when I started making a lot of my changes, I didn't have kids. I didn't have anything holding me back. And I get that. I get, you know, a lot of you may have families. You may be in relationships. You may have debt. Okay, I had a lot of debt, but you can always get another job. You've got to start fucking making the moves now, because it's going to be a lot easier to get, you know, make changes today than it is going to be 10 years down the track. Right? So when you focus your attention on your emotions, the reactions, your personality or the personality of others and your behaviors, okay, it's going to determine where you're going to go in your life. Right? So having the self-awareness allows you to see, you know, ultimately where your thoughts and emotions are taking you, right? And it's one of the most empowering things to know where my mindset is taking me. 3, 4, 5 years ago, when I, you know, first started doing this, it was scary to see where it was taking me. Right? I was not excited by it, and I had a lot of work, and I still got a lot of work to do. But I know that I've seen the progress and how it's completely changed my life. So I know for every single one of you listening to this, it's going to change your life. And I know that, you know, continuing to address my insecurities and the stuff that I've got to work on, it's only going to continue to enhance my life, right? So until you're aware of the, you know, moments of thought, a moment of your thoughts, emotions, words, behaviors, you're going to have difficulty making changes in your life. Guys, once again, this all may sound simple and it's a few simple things, but it's not easy. You got to be prepared to get real and raw and do the work. How badly do you want to do it? So before you can make the changes in yourself, you have to know what it is there is to work with. So identifying your strengths, identifying your weaknesses, okay? Becoming self-aware is about the process of understanding yourself. So I ask you right now, and you know, message me on Instagram, write a review on this podcast, whatever. How well do you think you know or understand yourself right now? And I challenge you when I say this. When you're aware of your strengths and limits, you'll be more confident about what you can and cannot do. And if you're not happy with where that puts you, you've got some fucking work to do, but everything is learnable. Now, don't compare yourself to how quickly I learned it or someone else may learn it. Like, you got to go run your own race. Right? So that's completely on you to do that. But the opportunity is right there, no matter where you are right now listening to this. The fact that you're, first of all, listening to this podcast makes you far more advanced than, you know, I would say 90% of the world who don't even have access to this podcast or a fucking iPhone or however you're listening to this. So think of yourself as fortunate from that. So many people would kill to be in the current situation that you're in, even if you think it's not ideal. Like, there's always someone worse off, right? So I want you to think about, well, I'm going to tell you about some key areas for self-awareness. Sorry if I keep having a drink and a bite to eat. I've got training after this, so I'm just smashing pre-workout and also some oats and honey. Got to be time efficient. Okay, so key areas for self-awareness. Obviously, your personality, understanding your values, understanding your habits, your needs, and your emotions. Right, so that again is personalities, or your personality, your values, your habits, your needs, and your emotions. Okay, so obviously we're complex motherfuckers. We, you know, everyone is so unique and diverse, so it's hard to be like, here's one size fits all. So becoming more self-aware, you know, you should understand what you need to develop in yourself okay, and how you respond and react to things, right? So, you know, personality, then we'll quickly cover all of these. I don't want to take too much more of your time. We don't normally change our personalities, values, and needs based on what we learn about ourselves, right? Like, I know for so many years, even though there was, I was doing things that I disagreed with, or I just felt like I was in the wrong spot, I didn't change my personality. I didn't even take the time to think about my values or all my needs. I just kept doing the same shit. And you may be sitting there right now going, hey, I'm actually doing the same thing that, or I can relate to that, Lockie. Like, that's where I'm at right now. But an understanding of our personalities can help us find situations in which we're going to thrive, guys. It's going to help us create relationships in which are going to help us thrive. It helps us avoid situations in which the experience is too much stress, right? When I was doing drugs and going out and partying, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it, but fuck, I felt anxious all the time because I'd womanize, like I played up on so many girls. I was worried about what that drama that was going to cause. I, you know, would always say stupid shit. I was trying to be the life of the party, so I was going to get in trouble at some point. So I was always anxious when I was out, right? So, you know, understanding how your personality traits and the emotions work, it's like if you're a highly introverted person, you're probably going to experience more stress in a job that requires you to get out and start talking more or do sales or something like that, like an extroverted job. So it's up to you to understand that. And so then you can find a place for which you're going to thrive in, or you can then learn the skills to deal with that better. Does that make sense? Let's talk values, right? Obviously, it's important that we each know what our own personal core values are. And it's one of the first things I go through with my coaching clients. Right? If you don't know what you truly value, how can you know what to say yes to or what you can to say no to? How can you know, you know, what people to allow into your life? You're just guessing. It's blindfolded, right? So if your first priority is being there for your children, it's very easy to lose sight of the priorities on day-to-day, moment-by-moment basis, right? So during the workday, like shit happens, life happens, right? And opportunities arise that our, you know, to-do list every day is just like constantly growing, 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 and people are asking stuff on us. But it's like, what about the, you know, take go back to the parents' analogy, it's like, what are you, the three most important things you need to do today to be an amazing parent? Or be an amazing partner. There should be your priorities no matter what. It's like whatever else pops up, obviously circumstances apply, but like you got to just start saying no because your core values say this is what I need to be doing. This is what truly matters to me because those who are living in the city, like ever since when I live in the city in Brisbane here, so like, I see so people stress out about such you know, it's real stuff to them, but I'm like, what's it all for? What are you really chasing? Right? You're chasing hierarchy, stuff that doesn't fucking matter. The reason why you started in the workforce in the first place was to earn money so you could fucking go on holidays and, you know, not have to go back to work. When you leave school, not many people are wanting to crush it and work 50 hours a week. I guarantee you that. So it's like, what do you really value? And when I work with people, it's like, I want to know your goals, but I don't want to just know how much money you want to earn or what title you want to have. What does your whole life look like? Right? From, and I mean from spiritually, the relationships, how much time do you have to spend with the people that you want to? What do you want to be doing in that time? How much money do you need to achieve that? What fulfillment do you want from your job? But you got to look at all of that and start creating that now. You can't just focus on being the best in your job and let everything else fall by the wayside. Which is going to be fucking super hard to change that in the long run, right? Your habits. Our habits are the behaviors that we do repeatedly, you know, day in, day out. Obviously, that's simple to understand. But although we would like to possess the habits that have helped us interact effectively with and manage others, we can probably all identify some habits, you know, that decrease our effectiveness. Like for me, I run my – and I use this excuse all the time. Like I run my business through social media. But it's also the biggest fucking distraction. One of my habits is scrolling that and wasting time. But I keep saying to myself, well, I can't delete it because it's a need for my business, right? So it's a habit I need to replace and change, right? Same with, I used to listen to so many audiobooks and then I went back to music, but now I'm back on the audiobook wagon because, you know, I need to continue learning and growing because of my business is so busy at the moment, or not busy, but it's growing. I don't have as much time to read as I'd like, so audiobooks is such for me, like a better use of my time than listening to music, right? So changing habits, right? Needs, like Google Maslow's law or needs of like basic human needs, right? It's like, what do you need? Because the needs drive the behaviors that you have, right? So when you understand what you value or need, right, I need recognition, and it took me so long to admit that, but I was doing that in negative ways to get that recognition through womanizing. Like women would give me the attention that I wanted. The boys would give me the recognition from going through girl after girl after girl, right? So is that, are you chasing those needs in a positive or a negative way? You got to identify that, guys. Sorry if I'm talking really quickly, but man, it gets me pumped up. So understand what you need, and you've got to, and if you're in a relationship, and I was talking to a client yesterday about this, it's like you've got to express that to your partner. This is what you need, because often the time we have disagreements, okay, is because you may have different needs to them, and there's only so long you can go without having your needs met before you get frustrated, right? So if you can express to your other person or your friends what your needs are, and your needs are continue to be met, like it's going to be a great relationship, right? And finally, like emotional self-awareness has become a hot topic, right? Purely because the five facets, which I just I mentioned earlier, but understanding your own feelings, what causes them and how they impact your thoughts and actions is an emotional self-awareness, right? If you were once excited about a job, but you're not now, can you get excited again? Excited again. I guess it's, you know, understanding what it was. Is it because you had something new, or is it the work that you're going to do? So you got to understand what it is that you fucking want, okay, rather than just saying, okay, and I'm going to read this part, guys, because I don't know as much about this yet as I, you know, soon hope to. It helps to understand the internal processes associated with getting excited. That sounds simpler than it is. So here's an analogy. I think I know how my car starts. I put the gas in the tank, put the key in the ignition, and turn the key. But my mechanic knows a lot more about what's involved in getting my car started than I do. He knows what happens under the hood. My mechanic is able to start my car on the occasions when I'm not, because he understands the internal processes. Similarly, a person with high emotional self-awareness understands the internal processes associated with emotional experience, and therefore has a greater control to overcome them. Sorry, I had to read that, guys. But that, you know, we've got more men than ever committing suicide. Not committing suicide, taking their lives through suicide, right? We've got more people than ever before in human history who are suffering from mental health issues. If we could start teaching emotional intelligence so people can understand what their emotions are and understand that it's okay to feel sad, and sad is not always depressed. It's okay to feel anxious because we're going through something new, and this is where we learn resilience. We learn to cope with stuff, right? Rather than being like, oh, here's a medication, you suffer from anxiety. It's like all of this stuff, guys, depression, okay? It's giving us an opportunity to understand what makes us sad. And if we are in a sad state for long enough, then we start feeling depressed. So if we need to, you know, we keep having those identified and we just keep giving out tablets to the people who are challenged with this, you become a fucking statistic or a victim or a disease. Okay, you end up becoming the depressed person, the anxious person, rather than, you know, Lockie or whatever your name is, who is an individual who is currently challenged by something that is giving you anxiety or giving you depression, which you can work through. When you have the emotional intelligence to understand that, that's the only time you're going to fucking beat it. Right? So if you're struggled or challenged with something, guys, start asking yourself the questions. What is it? What is challenging me about this? What do I need to learn, or who do I need to become? Who do I need to hang around? Who do I need to coach me? What do I need to have this breakthrough that so that in 3, 6, 12 months time, I can look back and go, fuck, that was challenging, but I've just nailed it. Because once you've had that, you know, jump that first hurdle, the next time you were overcome with anxiety, like I still get it, or sadness or depression, whatever it is, you go, I've beat this once before. What is it that I need to beat now? What is challenging me? We've got to learn resilience, guys. The self-awareness and the emotional intelligence is going to help you with that. Okay, guys, that's it for me today. But once again, sorry, I just got fired up, but I got to run for training and super big value and priority of mine before I go back to work. So if you found this at all valuable, guys, please, please, please help me out by leaving a 5-star review or a 5-star rating and a review. If you want to share it on your Instagram and tag me, I'll share it on my story as well. And I appreciate, you know, if you want to write any feedback about this episode or anyone you know who would get value from this episode, please share it like on any of your socials. We want to get the word out. We want to keep helping people. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And until next time, we'll talk soon. And just keep in mind now, if you want to be a part of the Man That Can program, get in contact with me via LockieStewartCoaching.net or just through my Instagram. Cheers, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started. The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.